The 193 members of the United Nations are gathering right now. Starting on Tuesday, the international organization is kicking off its 73rd session. This has been called the biggest world stage. Leaders from all over the planet speak here. It's like a museum for the art of diplomacy. Global tensions are brought up. Sometimes they heat up at the General Assembly. This is the only branch of the UN where every member country has equal representation. One country, one vote. But not every world leader will actually be attending this session. Chinese President Xi Jinping and Russian President Vladimir Putin aren't scheduled to be at this meeting. They'll send delegates. Still, issues that concern these countries, like North Korea's nuclear program and Syria's civil war, are sure to be discussed. The 2015 Iran nuclear agreement is also on the docket. Pretty much anything that's a major concern of this 193-member organization can be brought up at the UN General Assembly.
It's the United Nations, meeting place for most of the world's countries, from the most powerful, such as the United States, China, and Russia, to the smallest and most vulnerable. For 68 years, the UN has been involved in everything from assisting refugees to negotiating peace among nations. Of all the languages in the world, the UN uses six to communicate: El Arabia, Chongwen, English, Francais, Ruski, and Espanol. In some combination of those six, the UN deliberates on global issues. For judicial matters, they look to the International Court of Justice. The Economic and Social Council, otherwise known as ECOSOC, deals with, you guessed it, the world's economic, social, and environmental issues. The Trusteeship Council helps countries become self-governed and independent, while the Secretariat, another part of the UN family, tackles day-to-day issues that include keeping the press informed.
Where I'm standing is one of the more recognizable places in the UN, the Security Council. It determines threats to international peace and works to solve those problems right here in this chamber, a gift from Norway in 1952. And on top of that, this council selects the Secretary General,
who is then formally appointed by the General Assembly, the main representative body of the UN. The GA, as it's called, meets from September to December every year, but the world's problems don't exactly follow the calendar. The UN has to operate year-round, and one of the ways they're staying current is through social media. And you can follow the organization in any of its official languages.